I've been in real estate since I was 18 years old, and I've made lots of money and I've lost lots of money. And every time I've lost money, it's because of one of four of these things. And we're going to break those down for you today, so hopefully you can avoid making the same mistakes. Now, the last one is one that can come back and bite you at the end of what might seem like a really great deal. So make sure you stick around to the end of the episode. So let's dive right in. The first thing is going to be limited property manager options. So whenever we're looking at a deal, we always want to call on multiple property managers and ask them if they'd manage the property, even if management is in-house. That's part of our due diligence process. And if you start to see a trend of people saying no, then you have to pass on the deal, even if you find one or a few that says yes to managing it. Now, this probably means the neighborhood or the property has a worse reputation than you realize, and finding great staffing and tenants is going to be tough. Now, for our syndications, we only pursue assets where there are property managers beating down the doors wanting to manage the property. The reason is, this doesn't just give us a lot of leverage when hiring staffing, but it's a great sign that managers like the area and the property and see good potential there. Now, property managers want to take on easier properties, and they will shy away from properties that will take lots of work or cause lots of headache. So their sentiment about a property is a pretty good indicator of how that property will be set up to either succeed or to fail. Now, the second thing is remote ownership. Now, if you or a partner cannot visit the property at least monthly, do not buy that deal. Now, remote owners are the most profitable clients for contractors and property managers, and nothing can replace having eyes on the deal regularly. If you're investing in a syndication like most of the listeners of this show, then translate this to the sponsorship team. Who is local to that property? For us, having an experienced major stakeholder of the investment has to be local, and that's 100% mandatory for us. The whole team doesn't have to be local, in my opinion, but there has to be a significant stakeholder, meaning the equivalent of a name partner, has to be local to the assets we invest in. Now, third is hidden money pits. Now, real estate is filled with hidden money pits to the untrained eye. So make sure you pay for that damn inspection. Scope every single pipe, inspect every single source of possible leaks, inspect the roofs, the HVACs, the water heaters. These are all huge mechanics of a real estate investment that not a lot of experienced investors know to look for. When we invest in a syndication, the due diligence includes opening every single closet in every single unit and checking on water heaters, checking on HVAC units, even going to the roof if the HVAC units are on the roof. Every single thing must be inspected because these are the money pits that could, especially in the larger commercial space, these could be several hundreds of thousands of dollars if you're not careful on your inspections. Now, this is another reason why I really like the syndication structure, because there are formal due diligence teams and vendors, and it's worth paying very good money for professional inspections. Now, the fourth main reason you can lose money on a real estate deal, and this is the one that can really come back and bite you at the tail end of a deal. That fourth thing is not accounting for enough fees. Now, one reason why real estate is so tax advantaged is because of how much money changes hands when it's bought and sold. And that's a really important part of our economy, is money constantly changing hands. But because of that, you have to account for a lot of fees. You'll have title fees, broker fees, lending fees, transfer taxes. There's inspection fees. You'll have to pay prorated taxes. There's recording fees. The county wants their cut. I mean, there's every fee under the sun comes into play when you are buying and selling real estate. So once you look at the sale price of a property and you deduct your outstanding mortgage, you might see this massive profit, but that massive profit can be pretty quickly eaten away by all these fees that come into place. So there's lots of ways to make a lot of money in real estate. And if you want to skip the growing pains and partner with institutional sized teams that have already paid the price of learning these mistakes, and even people like me who manage investments and our own cash and other people's cash, head to the show notes and book a call with us. Get yourself on our investor list, and let's capitalize this year.